بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters and all who are listening on the audio streaming, we find that the du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made throughout his life and which he left behind as a beautiful gift for his ummah, these du'as are amazing in that it teaches us how to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also opens for us a big door of knowledge and understanding of Islam. So everything that came from our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a huge gift for his ummah. And therefore, it is not only the month of Rabiul Awwal that we remember him, although being the month in which he was born, the month in which his hijrah took place, the month in which he passed away. So there are more events relating to his life in this month, and automatically believers will be more inclined to speak about his life and aspects of his life in this month. But in reality, every month of the whole year, and leave alone every month, but every day of the whole year should not pass without some aspect of his life being discussed or spoken about. So inshallah, we will look at two beautiful du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made and taught us as his ummah and left as a gift for us as the ummah. The first du'a, Allahumma ij'alni u'azzimu shukrak wa ukthiru dhikrak wa attabi'u nasihatak wa ahfazu wasiyatak. What a beautiful dua. Allahu Akbar. Every phrase of this dua is worth its weight in gold, as we would say. The first part of this dua, Allahumma ij'alni u'azzimu shukrak. O Allah, make me from amongst those people who are excessive in thankfulness to you, who amplify your gratitude. Uazimu shukrak, who amplify your gratitude. That is, they make so much of shukr, so much of shukr, so much of shukr, that they're amplifying the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is extremely, extremely important in the life of a believer, that how much of shukr we have to make. What isn't there in about our life that we should not be making shukr? There is no room for any kind of ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no scope for any kind of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the amount of favors that He has granted us. We have to only but make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should amplify the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is really very, very, what can we say, very heartbreaking and very, in fact, unfortunate for a person to be complaining about anything in comparison to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to be complaining is in itself a form of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never be one who complains and we are always lamenting this and that and the other. The biggest example for us are the Muslims of Gaza. What do they have? And what don't they have? They don't have nothing in the material things of this world. What do they have really of the things of this world? Nothing. Look at their suffering. Look at their misery. Look at their hardship. Look at their difficulties. But even in that condition, Allahu Akbar, all the time you're only hearing from them. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Allah's great mercy, Allah's praises in all conditions. We have no right to complain about anything. It is really the height of ingratitude that with all the favors Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we even have the audacity to be ungrateful and to complain. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants us to be from the servants of gratitude and to be grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allahumma ij'alni u'azzimu shukran. O Allah, make me from that person who amplifies your gratitude. We amplify our problems. We amplify our complaints, our issues. But now Allah Ta'ala is wanting us to amplify our shukr. What is the amplification of the shukr? To make excessive shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To praise Allah, to speak about the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, constantly making alhamdulillah, ashukrulillah. Even in adversity to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One pious person, Allah grant him maghfirat and jannatul firdaus, he passed away. He was quite ill. This was the latter years of his life. So I asked him, Hazrat, how are you feeling? He said, I am in a much better condition than many other people. As I am, I am still in a much better condition than many people. I make shukr to Allah for that. Yet he was quite ill. And shortly after that, he passed away. Bahut shauk hai, bahut achha ho. This was his words. Bahut shauk hai, bahut achha ho. Compared to many others, I am much better off. This is what is required of a mu'min. This is what is required of a believer, to amplify the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing mentioned here, وَأُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَكْ. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those people who make your zikr excessively. أُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَكْ. Excessive zikr. Make us of those who make your excessive zikr. And that is what is required, that we should make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is asking Allah for these things and teaching us that these are the things to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the things to desire, these are the things to aspire for, these are the things to supplicate for. وَأُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَكْ. Make me from those who multiply your zikr and your remembrance. That is, that we should be as much as possible in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One side shukr of Allah, and this side zikr of Allah. Shukr and zikr, shukr and zikr, zikr and shukr. Our life must pass in these conditions. That either we in zikr, making shukr. Thereafter, the third thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned here, وَأَتَّبِعُ نَصِيحَتَكَ. And O Allah, make me from those servants of yours who follows your advice. وَأَحْفَظُ وَصِيَّتَكَ. And the fourth thing is very closely related to the third thing, and that I safeguard your wasiya. I safeguard your special advices. One is nasiha, general advice, and one is wasiya. Wasiya is a very special advice. In the case of human beings, it is that advice that we will give normally towards the end of life. When we're leaving this world, a parent or ustad or sheikh will give advice to these people towards the end of his life. That is called wasiya. Because it carries a lot of importance and weight and significance. People will say, you know, just before he left this world, these are the advices he gave. So that's wasiya. People will say, it's so important. So, make me from those who attabi'u nasihatak, that I follow your advices, wa ahfazu wasiyatak, and that I safeguard and preserve your wasiya, your special advices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us nasiha to, and Allah Ta'ala has given us wasiyah also. There are so many ayats in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wasiyah, special advice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us nasiha, general. The whole Quran is nasiha. All Quran is nasiha. What is the Quran? It is a nasiha. It is advice for the believers. All the ayats of the Quran, what is it? It is nothing but nasiha from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everywhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. What is that? That is nasiha from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is also wasiyah, very special advisors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are found in certain specific ayat of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us wasiyah. And so make me from those people that I follow your nasiha. The nasiha is there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side, but whether we follow, we don't follow, we take it serious, we don't take it serious. Today, unfortunately, this is the condition of the ummah at large, that we pay very little attention to Allah ta'ala's nasiha. And we completely discard Allah's wasiyah. A handful of people, mashallah, they pay a lot of attention and they practice and they implement. But the majority don't even give any consideration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nasiha and wasiyah. Or how many things that we are doing that are completely wrong, harming people, oppressing people, hurting people. All these things we're doing, usurping the rights of people and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us against this so much in the Quran. But what do we see? We see that people still carry on with that. And there is no consideration, there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who follow His nasiha and preserve His wasiyah. And then further on we find in this dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the what we could call the very fountainhead of ma'rifat? The fountainhead of ma'rifat is from the words of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was the greatest arif of Allah? Who was the biggest arif billah? Who was the biggest recognizer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this universe other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's likes and dislikes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being more than Him? He was the fountainhead of ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so He teaches us the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the du'as and supplications. Now look at this ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahumma inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik lam tumallikna minha shay'a. Oh Allah, definitely and most certainly, qulubana, our hearts, wa nawasiyana, our foreheads, wa jawarihana, our limbs, hands and legs, biyadik, all is in your control. You control. You have full power over all of this. Our hearts are also in your control. Our foreheads are in your control. Our limbs are in your control. We don't have own control over these things. You are the one who has control over all of these. Lam tumallikna min ashiya, you have not given us ownership or control over these items. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَٰلِكَ بِنَا. So Allah, if this is the reality of the situation for us, then فَكُنْ أَنْتَ وَلِيَّنَا وَهْدِنَا إِلَىٰ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Oh Allah, you be our guardian and you guide us on the right path. Our foreheads are in your control. Pull our foreheads in the right direction. Our hearts are in your control. Pull our hearts in the right direction. Our limbs, pull us in the right direction. Guide us ila sawa'is sabil. Guide us onto the straight path and pull us and keep us on the straight path. Because we ourselves cannot do it. We don't have the power to be on the straight path if it is not your guidance and you are not our wali. And you are not our wakil, then we will not be able to make it on the straight path. It is only because you are our wali and guardian and protector, and you are the one who pulls us in the right direction, that we will remain on sirat-e-mustaqim. Look at the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person realizes that how helpless I am, that even my good deeds and being on the right path depends only and solely on the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all elements of pride will leave a person immediately. No person will feel proud over his piety, because he knows even I'm so-called pious, and people regard me as pious, and people see me as pious, my piety is nothing if it was not Allah pulling me and guiding me on the right path. Otherwise I would have been gone astray. This is that ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the awliya Allah acquire, that ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power and His doings. And so they submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they subjugate themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They surrender themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful dua. And what lessons, what ma'rifat, what a plan of action. If a person takes this one dua like this and makes it like a blueprint of his life, Allahu Akbar, we're already on the straight path. We're already on the right track. Enough. Even in one single dua of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enough substance in here for us to hold on to and to put into practice. So Allah give us tawfiq, that these duas we keep in front of us, we ponder over it, we reflect on it, and most important, we try to put it into practice. I will share one more dua of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also very beautiful, also full of ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya'i ilayya, waj'al khashyataka akhwafa al-ashya'i indi, waqta' anni hajati ad-dunya bi-shawqi ila liqa'ik, wa idha aqrarta 'ayna ahli ad-dunya min dunyahum, fa'aqrir 'ayni min 'ibadatik. Allahu akbar. Brimming with the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma jal hubbak ahabba al-ashya'i ilayya. O Allah, make your love and your muhabbat the most beloved of the things to me. Let your muhabbat be the most beloved of all things to me. That means now that our heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme in our hearts over and above everything else. We are asking Allah for His muhabbat. Like it has been mentioned in other du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma zukni hubbak. Allah, grant me sustenance of your love. Wa hubba ma yuhibbuk. The love of those who love you. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. The love of those deeds that will take us to your love. Here again, it is about love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma jal ahab, hubbaka ahab al ashya ilayya. Make your love the most beloved of all things to me. We love many things of this world. We love our family, wife, children, parents, relatives, friends, and so on. We love the things of this world, our cars, our homes, our clothing, our food, what all the material things of. But here we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that make Allah's love the most beloved of all the things. All other things can be one side. The love of Allah is supreme. And that should be the main thing in the heart of a believer. وَاجْعَلْ خَشْيَتَكَ أَخْوَفَ الْأَشْيَاءِ عِنْدِي. And Allah, make your fear, make your fear the greatest thing to fear in my heart. I should not fear anything in this world as much as I should be fearful of your displeasure and of your anger and of your punishment and your wrath. We fear today every little thing of this world we fear. We fear this, that, criminals, kidnappers, hijackers, thieves, gangsters, gundans, all these things we fear in this world. We are afraid of all these little things of this world. We are human. This is natural to have, you know, to get overcome with certain fear of certain things. Allah protect us. Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat. But we should not fear these things as much as we should be fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's might, Allah's power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's punishment, Allah's anger, Allah's displeasure, Allah's wrath. That is what we should be fearing more than all these other things. And the moment a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared, the fear of every makhluk and creation will come out of that person's heart. Because the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah will not cause two fears to be combined in one heart. That you fear things and you fear Allah. No, the fear of Allah will be dominant. The fear of all things will go. And this is the secret of the bravery and courage of Sahaba in the battlefields. They feared Allah only. Hence they did not fear the enemies in the battlefield, and they plunged in. And they fought so valiantly and bravely that they just routed the enemies and the enemy ran for their life. They were small in number, less in power and ammunition and arms. But Allahu Akbar, they had the fear of Allah. Hence the makhluk and creation of Allah feared them. Then we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions further on, وَقْتَ عَنِّي حَاجَاتِ الدُّنْيَا بِالشَّوْقِ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. Ya Allah, subhanallah. What a beautiful phrase here in this dua. Oh Allah, cut from me and remove from me the attachment to the things of this world by the desire to meet you. Let my desire to meet you be so strong that all the things of this world, that the desire of the things of this world is cut and basically severed and removed. That there's no desire left for things of this world. We do not desire anymore the things of this world, because we are looking forward so much to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that special moment of meeting our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greeting us and speaking to us, as it will happen to the believers in Jannah, that all the pleasures that a human being enjoyed that from his whole life will be equal to zero in comparison to that 1 second when we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. And we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will greet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will greet us. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Allah, Rabb Rahim. The Rabb and the Rahim, the very merciful and kind Master and Lord, our Allah will give salams to us. Ya Rabb, what a thing it will be. All the pleasures of this world will be zero in comparison to that single moment of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, all the needs of this world and all the desires of the things of this world, take that, cut it away from my heart with the thought of meeting you and the occasion when I will be in your presence and I will see you and you will see us and we will talk to you and we will reply and we will make salam to you and you will make salam to us. That will be the ultimate glory of a mu'min. There's no glory greater and higher than the glory of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we find that in the Hadith Sharif, there's a lot of detail about how the people of Jannah will be having everything in Jannah, but one thing they would not yet have achieved in Jannah, and that is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, Ya Ahlal Jannah, Turiduna Shay'an Azidakum, do you wish for anything more than what you have? And they will say, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى يَا رَبَّنَا وَقَدْ عَتَيْتَنَا. What? Why should we not be happy? You gave us so much beyond our imagination, you gave us. And then فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ, the curtains will be lifted, and believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will forget all the blessings and ni'mats of Jannah also, when they will be so absorbed in the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the things of this world and the desires and cravings for the things of this world is nothing in comparison to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we keep that in front of us, that, oh Allah, I want to meet you, I desire that moment when I will see you, then all the things of this world pale into total insignificance in the eyes of a person. And the desire for these things will just completely disappear from the heart of a person. And finally, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in this dua, وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ عَيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِن دُنْيَاهُمْ فَأَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ. And oh Allah, when you cool the eyes of the people of this world with their dunya, with their worldly things, cool my eyes with your ibadat. The people of this world, their eyes get cooled when they see that brand new car from the showroom driving into their garage. And they, oh, there's a glory, moment of glory for the whole family. They're running out, latest model, very beautiful, latest, you know, edition, and limited edition. The car is parked in the driveway there, the whole family is running out. The coolness of the eyes of the owner of that car when he sees, you know, ah, look at my beautiful car, how nice it looks and all of that. Or whatever other possessions of this world that a person may acquire. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh Allah, when you cool the eyes of the people of this world with their worldly possessions, that they look at their worldly possessions and their eyes get cooled. When they open their app and they go online into their banking app and they look at the balance and they say, what a healthy balance. That cools their eyes, and their eyes are, hearts are cooled by the big, big bank balances that they have. When they bought that new property, that whole block of flats or the whole complex that they bought, and that's the investment that they've got, and their eyes are cooled by their possessions of this world, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, when you cool the eyes of the people of this world with their worldly possessions, cool our eyes and our hearts with your ibadat. Give us so much of enjoyment in your ibadat that one sajda before you becomes more valuable than all the possessions that the people of the world possess. And our eyes become cooled with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when we get onto that musalla and we read that rakats and we read and we make tilawat of Quran and we're making the zikr of Allah and we're making dua and we in our ibadat, we get more coolness of eyes in these things than the people of the world get in their worldly possessions. So much of attachment to, because the reward of ibadat is perpetual and permanent, and the possessions of this world is temporary and fleeting. So which is better? That subhanallah, the reward of which will be seen in akhirat, is that better than a million rands that will be used up and spent in this world? Which is better? There's no comparison. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. So, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us beautiful lessons here. Ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, oh Allah, don't let our hearts be attached to the things of this world. If the people of this world are happy with their worldly possessions and that's what makes them happy, that's for them. But cool our eyes with your ibadat. Let our eyes be cooled with your zikr and your ibadat. And that is what will be the most valuable thing for a mu'min, that we will treasure and cherish the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah gives us from the things of this world, alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mat. We use it, we make shukr for it, we spend it, we benefit from it, and we share it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's makhluk and creation, and thereby we earn even more rewards and mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is not what cools our eyes. Our eyes are not cooled with the material things of this world. If you got a brand new car in your garage, you drove in from the showroom, and it's the latest, how long it will be the latest model? For 1 year maximum. Next year the next model is already coming out. They have to, otherwise the car manufacturers will close down if they don't come out every year with a new model. Every year they have to come out with a new model. So you may have the ultimate, like they will try to, you know, all this marketing slogans and marketing tactics and catchy phrases where they catch their fish and their bait to catch their customers. They will tell you this is the ultimate in technology. It is only ultimate for that period of time. Next year the next ultimate has already come in. That's already stale now. So how many new cars we're going to park in the yard? And for how long it's going to carry on like that? How much we're going to cool our eyes with the material things of this world? There's a limit. You can't go beyond that. But the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no limit. We can go on and on till our last breath with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that we recognize Him as we should be recognizing Him. That we recognize Him as our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants and desires of us to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq for that, inshallah. We will do 40 durood sharif, being this great Mubarak night, this Friday night, Islamically a night of durood and salam.